Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fader when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yo, I can't wait to have Zig on, man. That fucking intro gets me hyped, bro.
Every time.
Yo, it's another
Shout
week.
Out to Zig.
It's another week.
Cloth talk.
It's another week of endo regulation. What up?
What's going on, bro?
It ain't nothing much, you know. You know, we're kind of missing a brother right now because he. You know,
are we missing this nigga?
Because it's his birthday. It's this nigga's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Shake.
Shake, it ain't no motherfucking PTO. It's no motherfucking PTO. It's no fucking. Like, how you not here, bro?
AKA motherfucking Shoop LaFleur.
Big Gucci.
Chef.
Yes. Oh, and that voice that you hear? That's Sean.
King Shawnee Beeman, first of his name.
Oh.
Ooh. Put some Bang. Extra spice on that.
Y'all ain't even introduced y'all, so.
Nah, we introduced. They know us. They know our voices already. Like,
I know.
Yeah, like, we 6 episodes in. Like, you know, niggas is doing nice. You know, I see the numbers every day and shit, you know.
There's like, somebody else here, though. I don't know if y'all noticed.
Yeah. You know, we had to put, you know, I had to pull the string in two, you know, to get this guy here, you know.
Oh, you got to stay like that?
Yeah, man.
You got this guy to come
you
out?
You got to text a guy to text a guy to text a guy to get this guy.
You already be here, though. That's the worst part.
Sudden. But then when you hear, you'll see him. He'll be walking around.
Facts.
With drinks.
Facts.
Like, you just see this guy walking around, like, when you're here at South Beach. But I want y'all to give it up for my brother Ivan. We got him. Got him on the show, man. We got a South Beach affiliate on the show. Yo, we really sponsored out here. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, now the plug is here.
This is cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This is cool as fuck.
Happy to be here.
This is lit.
Yeah, so if you ain't get it not by now, Shake is, I don't know if I'm going to disclose his location, but he's out there doing
in Vegas.
Oh, he in Vegas.
He going to put it out there.
Bro, that nigga been, yo, have you seen this nigga's story?
He just took off the Sobe fit, bro.
Son, bro, yeah. he just took it off. My boy worked last night and hopped straight on the flight to Vegas.
He had a suitcase with him.
Oh, this nigga was ready to go.
It was ready
to go.
My boy was ready.
He said, I'm not going
birthday
back home,
bro. That's how you got him.
Next place what you see me will be in a hotel in Vegas. Fuck you talking about? All my story still with the Sobe fit.
Fuck you mean? Whole week. Shout out to Shake.
Yo, my
happy
man,
birthday, bro.
Yo, my man is out in Vegas. Look, my man is out in Vegas in a drop top Beamer, bro. Like, look what my man is doing.
He gonna come back with a face tat.
Oh, hell nah, he might come back with his nose pierced.
Right above the eyebrow, that's a chef.
he really big Gucci, man.
Shake is the guy, yo.
Instead of having an ice cream cone, what it's gonna be? It's gonna be a motherfucking.
It's gonna be a spatula.
He gonna get TJ tatted on his eyelids.
Boy.
Just that Shake gonna be running around here with a flaming spatula tatted on his cheek.
A fucking flaming spatula, bro. Cause that's what my nigga do. He be chefing shit up, you know. Yo, y'all got
I ain't really gonna kick him why he down or why he not here. Well, he's never down. I mean,
oh no. This is love. He know this is love from us.
I mean, I don't know how long y'all know this nigga, but I know this nigga since like 5th grade. Like,
yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh man, like before the boat shoes. I mean, like, I know boat shoe Shake. I know fucking Shaq's Shake. You feel Shaq's me? Like,
round ass head.
Bulls fitted Shake.
Yo, when you posted that up today, I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I said, that's a good one.
Yearbook pictures, yo.
Yo, you see style. You see the picture I put up?
Yeah, that meme.
That don't look like Shake? Ivy, did you see it?
Nah, man.
No,
I'm off everything.
Hold on. I got to show you this, brother. I got to show you this one.
Damn, shit. So we just gonna crack on, bro. All right.
He said that's exactly what was gonna happen. Look.
That's a good one, bro.
He said this was gonna happen. He said we was gonna.
Wow. Like, nah, I'm not gonna just pull up a bunch of old stories. I'm not gonna do that.
You gonna pull up a bunch of old stories?
I said, I'm not gonna pull up a bunch of old stories.
Nah, we don't gotta do that, man. You know, Shake knows love. It's love from all over, from Jersey.
You see me in real
life?
And you wanna know some dirt on this nigga from back in the day?
Yo, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's nasty work. That's the sound bite right there.
Nasty.
That's the sound bite right there.
I mean, anyways, do we want to get into niggas' weeks? How was y'all like weekends and shit like that? Or do niggas not give a fuck?
I give a fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been seeing.
I mean, I give a fuck about y'all. Yeah.
I care about you guys too.
Shit.
It's about to be
over. What y'all get into?
My birthday was last Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Happy belated.
Oh, shit.
That's
why I said
I can't even reach the button.
I gave a fuck. That's why I just wanted to say that. I turned 24.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Kobe.
I'm the youngest nigga in the group.
Yes.
Happy birthday, bro. Yo, respect. For the first time, I'm not
and he'll knock
nigga.
You out.
Oh, my God.
Come on, bro.
You know how good
don't
you
do that, bro.
Right now, bro. No, I'm not the youngest. Like, you make, like.
Bro, I'm always the youngest, bro.
Man.
I used to always be the youngest. So, for the first time, I'm not the youngest.
Damn.
How old are you now?
I was always 26. Like the oldest.
Well, no, I'm not 26.
26 going on 20.
My industry age is 25.
You about to be 26.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, industry age.
Sometimes y'all
like,
be talking
I'm
26, about shit.
I'm 26,
sometimes y'all be talking about shit that was before my time, and I just sit there and listen because I don't be knowing shit.
That feels crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Age catching up.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
so you ain't never. You never seen like a two-way or mobile phone? Like,
right. I've seen
oh, okay.
I'm talking about like movies and shit that I never seen because I never really gave a fuck.
What's a movie
and
that you,
shit.
What movies do you like talking about?
I ain't
about?
Seen Belly.
You never seen Belly?
No.
Honestly,
I ain't
even gonna do it. Yeah.
How do we always end up on Belly?
I'm about to say,
that's one I haven't seen, nigga.
I feel you.
Just didn't care.
What else?
Have you seen How High?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Speaking of How High, it's 420 tomorrow too, man.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
shit. I don't even smoke.
Well, today, if you're listening to this, today it's 420 today.
And it's 420 every day you hear. So whenever you listen
too.
To this, it's 420.
That's true too.
And we are 420 true. Friendly right now.
So you guys gonna do some drugs tomorrow?
No.
Why you gotta say it like that?
No.
Good answer.
Nope. Yeah, no. I got work tomorrow.
He's going to be involved in self-medication. That's it.
My coworkers listen to this. Word.
Meditation.
My mama listens to this. Hey, mama.
My mom, too.
Love you.
She be like, yo, cut it
I'm
out.
Tell
don't
my
say
mama
nigga. I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm going to tell my mom to listen. She just don't like the fact that I curse.
She don't
tell your
mama
to listen, bro, because.
Nah, because I went to her crib like 2 weeks ago, and like within like the first 5 minutes, I like said, fuck. She just looked at me.
Yo, you just.
It was an accident,
had,
though, bro.
Yo, you just like, had, bro, like. You had a Tourette syndrome, like.
Nah, I just, like, hit my foot on something. It was like, fuck. Because, like, bro,
you
I look.
Time,
oh,
yeah.
Like,
I
yo.
By myself now. All right, so.
That's understandable. Like, you hit your foot on something, like, fuck. Like,
that's not Tourette's, nigga. That's a reaction. It's a
but how the way he said it.
Tourette's is involuntary.
I just said, fuck.
Yo, because he didn't put no, like, background story to it. It just was like.
I didn't have to.
I just said, fuck.
Bro, I'm not used to cursing in front of my mom, like. But now I live by myself, so I do what the fuck I want. So when I
tell these niggas again, man.
Okay.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Tell these niggas one more time. Man. I hear you.
I walk around my around my crib. Meet out.
Yeah, whoa. Come on, son.
See,
I'm just saying, bro.
He's wild.
I'm just saying, bro. The point is, bro, I ain't.
Why did you choose that verse?
I'm not used to being around my mom 24/7 no more.
Why?
So
why did you choose that verse?
It just slipped out, bro. It's just.
Come on,
and
son. Like, yo,
too.
Yo,
like
just stop.
Just like,
stop.
Come on, bro.
Yo, because it just keeps getting worse. And the more you talk, yo, can we exit out of that? Out of that, whatever is going on over there.
Anyways,
How was your weekend?
I don't even remember. I don't know, man. It was. I'm gonna be real with you, bro. I legit don't remember my week. I just know I've been at my new job and it's been the same shit. Me getting yelled at by customers. Kind of getting used to like just kind of tuning them out, not even hearing.
I know
shit.
What that's like, bro. I know what that's me? Like. So,
yeah, I even can tell some stories.
Shit, bro.
Shit don't make no
sense. Especially
with liquor. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, no, that's all.
It be wilding, man.
All the sense is just gone.
That time I came up here, bro, and he dude was wilding. I was like, come on, son, don't do that right now, bro. And he had to, you know what? And I'm like, all right. It's like, why are you wilding? Like, it's just a good time. It's women here dancing, everybody having fun, everybody's eating, enjoying themselves. Come on, take that violent shit somewhere else.
Yeah, I hate when niggas choose violence when it's women around.
Yeah, like, that why you trying to corny. Act like a tough guy? Like, you're not a tough guy, bro.
It's just like, yo, let's take this around the corner. Like, we don't want to do this in front of the ladies, bro. Like, you're making
you're ruining
a
your own night.
Yeah, because they look like women don't like that shit. What you on Macho Man time?
I don't want no girl thinking I'm some fucking.
Yeah, you ain't getting
on,
no ass,
on,
and then
on.
You
I'm getting
beat
a call
up.
Right now. Hold on,
it's a bad night for you.
Yeah, I'm getting a call right now.
Oh shit!
Call,
oh shit!
Oh,
fuck is up.
Oh,
fuck is up.
Oh, what up?
What?
Oh, hey, who the fuck is this?
What up?
Who the fuck is
Bert,
this?
What up? What up? Oh, what up,
Rosé?
What up?
What's
good?
What up? What up?
Shake,
what up? Shake?
First of all, I know. Wait, hold on, bitch. First of all, I know they taught you manners. Is that how you fucking answer the phone? Is that how they taught you to greet people?
That's how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling like fuck is up.
Hey, yo, shake right now. How the way you sound in the headphones? I want you to spit a 16 right now.
I'm not spitting no 16. I don't got 16.
You don't got 16? Okay.
Anyways, bro.
I don't even got four. First of all,
I just want to say happy birthday, my nigga.
Happy birthday, homie. Happy birthday, nigga.
I kind of felt some type of way that I had called you earlier, my nigga. And you ain't called me back, but you decided to call in for the podcast. But I like that you think of business first.
Definitely.
Protect the brand.
Yeah, he said using it.
Fuck you. Fuck all the word back. I'm supposed to wish you happy.
Word the Bert button, bro.
Oh, like come that. On, son.
No, that's facts.
What y'all get into this week? I don't even know where y'all at right now. I'm on, what is it, 3 hours difference over here?
Flexing on us.
I'm about to say, can you rack the flexing?
Actually, nigga, this is
I'm about to flex
right
one
now,
time, yeah. Man, fuck that. It's 90 degrees
PTO.
Out here.
Ooh. Ain't no PTO. I even tell them, ain't no PTO. We in a 360 South Beach deal, bro.
As a matter of fact, bro, you could actually do us a favor right now. Because speaking of a time difference, what be happening in different time zones? Can you give us a...
Yo, so what's really wild is like, I took off today at 7:55. Mm-hmm. And it was a 5-hour flight. And I landed here. 10 a.m. It was supposed to land at 10:30, so off the rip, bro was pushing at you. Okay. Like, we landed at half. I don't know what he was doing. I'll fuck with it. You know, we got to stay safe.
Fuck out of here. I don't want to be up here today.
Yo, the landing was rough, though. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like, the whole plane was like, like, you can hear everybody like, oh, like, this. This nigga might not have
it. You think his wife mad at him or some shit? That's why he's playing like that?
Niggas started clapping and said, bro, you know it's bad when niggas start clapping. Like, all right, like, hey, bro, he's getting a round of applause. He gets paid to do this.
A bunch of Nigerians? Like,
Lord Jesus.
Niggas is going to a fucking revival.
No, because you be choosing violence with Haitians.
I don't do it on air, nigga.
Okay. It was called
like,
for.
Yo, hold on. I'm real quick. Doing Shake. Yo, y'all niggas be taking shots. Like, Shake was talking about hold on. Relax. Shake was talking about my grandma in the fucking flea market outside some of the last episodes.
Nah, I never do that.
You over here mocking Nigerian accents. Like, all right. You niggas, all right.
No, we love the Nigerians, bro.
Bro.
Yo, we can't wait to have the jell off, bro. I want to have a jell off.
Bro,
jell off off.
Elo and John blessed me in as Nigerians. So I officially have,
Kente
cloth socks. You understand?
I'm Nigerian too, bro. I listen to WizKid.
Yo, Sean.
I'm a last jell off. You understand?
What? Yo, Shay, hold on. Shake, listen to what Sean just said.
Sean, can you repeat that, please?
I said, I'm Nigerian too. I listen to WizKid. I was listening to him on the way.
Yo, check this out. That's not what yeah. you're Nigerian, bro.
This is why niggas be behind the scenes.
In order to be Nigerian, you have to care.
Yo, look at what he said, bro. This he said WizKid.
Hopped on air and said, all right, Shake, as you were saying, bro, I'm sorry.
No, I said was in order to be Nigerian, you have to know how to scam.
Oh, my God.
What you scam on, bro?
Yo.
And it's not even so much a scam thing as much as it's like a natural finesse. It's like, yo, you think it's stupid. So I'm going to get you right now. That just kind of be the way it is. That's how us Nigerians do it.
You don't scam, bro. And I'm going to need you to stop that narrative, please. These people.
Yo, it's a Nigerian nigga. Yo, he's so niggas.
Elo,
yo, he's so niggas.
The last time you chose that type of
like
violence,
$500 billion. You show niggas the airport for $500 billion, and it does not exist. Don't tell me they don't be scamming, bro.
Bro, everybody scams. You're not about to just highlight Nigerian.
Yo,
scamming,
I was trying to buy Yorkies, and they was trying to scam me out of Yorkies. Hey,
why are you buying Yorkies from Nigerians? Like,
no, they have fake pumps, bro. So I was like, I took my ass up to Patterson, and they got a damn Yorkie. Fuck it, damn near $1,200.
That shit was not a Yorkie.
Nah, this is Yorkie,
they
bro.
They sold that nigga a goat.
He's trying to sell Bert a diet hyena. All right,
relax.
Hey, yo, relax, bro. Because I get that Caesar, my nigga. Yo, stop it. And I like Caesar.
Yo.
Yeah.
This nigga
Caesar, he don't respect Shake.
Yo, we not about to talk about my dog. He's going through some shit right now.
Niggas got a lot of rack for these farm places.
My dog, he got a UTI and shit, right? So we got to put a diaper on this nigga.
So,
we not about to do that. My dog, he's a champ. But right now, you know what I'm saying? He's just dragging his knee on the floor too much. So when he sit down,
his meat just be on the floor.
Yo, his meat just be drooling on the floor, bro.
Come on, yo. That's
hey, yo, come lucky on. I can't reach the button to hang up, yo.
Yo.
Yo, that shit is crazy.
Yo, wow.
So then you gotta put a diaper on this nigga. You gotta wear a diaper around the house. Yeah, that shit is crazy, bro. That shit is just one long ass maxi pad. You wear that shit like a belt.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Like, this is a family member you talking about, bro. Like, I don't appreciate this.
That's my nigga Caesar.
I don't appreciate this on Caesar's behalf. Like, I don't know if Caesar just wanted his dirty laundry, so to speak,
out there like that.
Just aired out. On me, on this.
I literally have to change his dirty laundry. I don't give a fuck what he thinks right now.
Yo, son,
this nigga got changed.
It's making me laugh because he didn't hear what he said, bro. He's the only one that can't hear what Shake said, but he's here.
That was a good one,
bro. That was a good one.
I'm dumbfounded right now, bro.
that was a ten out of ten,
right?
Bro. I like that one.
You
I like that.
Right now? I know it's your birthday. You in the building right now?
Yeah, man. Right now, like, well, technically, I'm not in the building. I'm sitting outside on the rooftop in a fucking 3-Series Beamer, smoking J's in my man. So I talked to my friend.
Okay.
Yo, did they land yet?
Yo, waiting on Zig, waiting on Ra. Okay. Waiting on Darian. We went on like five people.
It's all the South Beach homies. Look.
How you know them niggas, one of their names? I'm just snitching. Niggas in Vegas.
Yo,
they could have been.
Yo, they work for Ike, bro. We're in all in the 360 deal, and they work for Ike.
I'm not talking. What if they, I mean, out in public? Like,
I said
don't
they.
Don't know what the niggas got going on.
I said they.
You know where they at?
I'm joking. I'm not talking about.
Yeah, to get that shit approved, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah.
Shake. Oh. So what'd you do when you landed? Okay.
Yo, we went to In-N-Out. Fucking. Yo. In-N-Out.
Yo, true fat nigga tried fashion. In-N-Out. Like, yo, I got
shit
some food.
Was buzzing.
Yo, shit was super buzzing. Got the fucking where you gotta go there. And what's so, like, so I understand why people be like, yo, In-N-Out is not what people are allowed to be. It's not like the greatest shit in the world. It's just like when you compare it to like other fast food and the prices, like, yo, a double cheeseburger is $4 and it's a good double cheeseburger. But they make it fresh and like all this other shit. So like, and you get, like, when you get it, it's good for like $5. And then you go to like a fast, like you go to Five Guys and it's $9 for a cheeseburger. So for like a good, or you go to some other places, it's like $10. It's like, yo, like, so for me,
one patty.
Like, one patty. So like, when you like, that shit to me is like, to me it's good for like those reasons. Is it like the best shit ever? Nah, we're not about to gas it up like that. But for like, it's definitely like high quality, like fast food. I'll give it that.
That's lit. He said it's 91 out there.
Bro, it's 90 degrees.
Yeah, my boy got his knees like in Vegas nice. Right now, bro.
Bro, knees and thighs. Knees yeah. and thighs, bro.
This man is a whore, bro.
Word. He is a hoochie.
Big hoochie shake.
Yo, like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yo, the air even smells better out there, bro. Like, deadass, you come out the airport and shit.
That desert air in Vegas?
Bro, I'm telling you, it just feels better out there than out here.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's literally like, yo, so in Jersey, 90 degrees feels disgusting because we have this, like, nasty humidity. Like, the air feels, like, thick. Like, you don't want to be outside. 90 degrees out here is beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yeah, it's hot, quote unquote.
It is hot.
But you just wear shorts. You wear shorts and you wear shit that fits the weather and you're not hot.
You're chilling.
Like, I'm like, this is the type of weather where, like, okay, 90 degrees isn't a pain in that. 100 degrees in this isn't a pain in that. You go sit in the pool and it's like, all right, cool.
Mackin.
You're not sweating or none of that. You're just chilling.
Lovely.
All right. So Vegas is like that.
We drove past.
Like, just like warm like that.
Vegas.
It's a desert,
bro. Vegas is hot. Yo, what's man, the wildest?
Cold that
this
night,
is
though.
The craziest thing I've seen. When we went, we were flying, right? We flew across the Rocky Mountains, right?
Mm.
So, like, you can see, like, yo, and that's some of like the coolest shit you'll ever see. Nah, like, is like how the mountain range look. But then, like, immediately after the Rocky Mountains is a desert called Arizona, which like you go from like a snow capped fucking mountain to like hot desert. Immediately, like it made no like that's my weird. Mind was just like I was genuinely confused watching it happen because it was like my mom was like, yo, look at this. And I mean, we're sitting out, we're watching this shit happen, and it literally goes from like the Rocky Mountains and then like 5 minutes here in the like 5-10 minutes here in the Grand Canyon.
That's nature for you.
It's wild.
That's dope.
Like the sun really stopped and it's just like, nah, fuck out of here for y'all.
That's what's up. All
shit. Right. I'm proud of you. I mean, out here doing it up.
Well deserved.
Word.
For still ain't no
taking
PTO,
time to
bro.
Yourself and shit. It's about damn time. You deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, man. My
man's a father doing his damn thing, man.
Word up.
Proud of you, bro.
Shout out to TJ.
Word. The big bro.
First round.
Facts.
In other news, we have one thing on the topic list that you wanted to talk about. You know, you got to give us a shake story before you get out of here and everything, you know?
All right, so.
Because even though that you be on this podcast, I'm kind of tired of hearing your voice.
Oh, shit. Yo, this man is choosing violence.
That nigga shoot you on your birthday? All because of the phone call.
That's crazy, man.
Something about the phone. I don't know. Get off the phone.
Please carry on.
But nah, my bad. Go ahead. Tell your story.
So yeah, like, I'm not gonna say names. I know this is one thing with information. But I got a phone call. I think this was out the country, over Colombia.
Hold on, back up. You're talking too close to the to your phone. I can't hear you.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
All right. So I think this is in Colombia, and I get a text message like, yo,
the Medellin.
Yeah, so like, they wasn't in the Medellin at first. They was in Cartagena, right? So I don't know if I'm saying that the right way, whatever, I'm not Spanish. I'm not fucking with that. Anyway, so that's where they were. They were staying at Airbnb, nice place, like, they did the boat trip, shit, like, it's really cool, right? I get a text, like, yo, homegirl's phone got stolen. She lost her phone. And I lost my debit card, my passport, all this other stuff. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you in, like, yo, you in Colombia. Off rip is COVID, okay? So, like, they already wilding at the gates. Like OD with, like, how you're getting in and out of the country, how you, like, all these types of things. Everything is, like, very, very strict, if you will. So, if you're in another country with no passport, it's like, oh, I might have to call the U.S. Embassy. I'm like, yo, like, that just seems like it's doing a whole fucking lot. Like, to be,
well, niggas always think calling the embassy is the solution. Niggas don't give a fuck about the embassy. I'm just being
true.
With y'all.
It's true.
What else are we supposed to do?
The embassy do not give a fuck about y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all.
He was like, well, yo, I'm trying to get an expedited passport.
You should have followed the law. Sorry.
Oh, for real.
Yo, she started getting the notifications on the phone. $1,000 here, $15 here, declined. So she turned her international transactions off so niggas can't use some shit. But, like, you just seeing, like, all these transactions, like, in real time, like, just come across. You know somebody's got your card on. So then they track the card. The card is in the Met ID.
You said the card.
They was trying to sweep. They're like, this is American. So, like,
yo, they was running.
I think, like, $5
card,
American,
bro,
is something. $5 American is something. It's like, I don't want to say 300 racks and be wrong, but I feel like I'm not, like, being too ridiculous when
it's,
I say, like, $5
game,
American.
I get it.
Yeah. Right? So, like, $1,000 a day. They was trying to buy everything. They're trying to buy yacht.
You know how much American money is worth?
So they track down the card. The card in the Medellin, right? So, like, this is not now Cartagena is, like, where, you know, all the different resorts are, like, you know, like, where it's really touristy. Medellin is not that. That is Colombia. That is where shit really kind of goes down at, like, where the car, like, that shit is real, the cartel shit is real, and that's where them niggas give it up at. So, like, if you watch, if you've seen the story, like, you can see her driving through, like, that type of area. And I'm like, yo, like, you really went over there to get your car, like, you know, I commend your effort, but I just don't know if for my card, I would travel into that.
I'm about to say, yeah, y'all can have that, I'm gonna cancel it. Right, you feel me? Plastic.
Like, yo, it's plastic.
I'll get another one.
Put some numbers on it.
And those bullets are not. So anyway. The bullets are not. The machetes are not. None of that shit is plastic.
Word.
So anyway, he goes over there. Now, what it ended up being, they ended up kind of scamming it. She came and got a car. They ran to somebody who was like, oh, like, I'm going to help you. Like, I'm going to help you get the car. All of a sudden, like, an hour or so later, somebody pops up with the car. They were kind of like going back and forth, like, oh, we don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Then, like, apparently there's, like, a video. She, like, they show her a video of them, like, kicking the shit out of this guy and, like, taking the stuff. Like, it all really sounds, like, very, very drastic. But, like, in real time, and you see what this person's going through, it's like, wow, that's probably exactly what happened, right? So they get all that shit. They go back to the hotel. Everything's good. She has a you know, on FaceTime, explain it to me. And this is where everything kind of gets really, really dark for Eden.
Finally, because I was wondering where the fuck we was going with the story about this fucking tour.
No, but you got to set the table. You got to set the table, right? So remember, I forgot to tell you that the homegirl that lost her phone still has not found her phone. We traveled to the Medellin. We got fucking all the other shit. Homegirl still has her phone. She's off an 8-ball of Colombian cocaine, and she is drunk. So she's, like, completely fucked up. She's like, fuck everybody, like, my phone, like, da 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 da. I'm on FaceTime, my peoples. I kid you not, homegirl storms into the room and, like, grabs the phone and, like, tosses the shit off the balcony.
Oh,
like,
what? Wait, what?
What? Again? The girl that lost her, the girl that lost her phone took my people's phone and tossed the shit off the balcony. Like, she was on the balcony on FaceTime with me. And she tossed the shit off the balcony.
And you
just, like, just so clean off the. Bro, so, my face was spinning. off the balcony, nigga. Like, I'm like, I was watching. And then this shit was like, and the call was over. So I called the other girl, and so it's three of them there. I called the last girl, like, yo, where is, like, what is going on? So I'm on FaceTime there. I turn off FaceTime, yo, this shit laying straight out of Bagger's Club, yo. Homegirl got girl by her hair, fucking punching the shit out of here on the floor. She getting ragged up like this, then the fuck shit kind of cut out. Next thing you know, homegirl on the door. And what's wild is, like, the whole time I was like, yo, turn the shit around, because I wanna see this shit. Like, don't have me on FaceTime with the heat while you fucking watching. Like, nigga.
I wanna see your reaction video on YouTube. I wanna
know what the fuck is going on, too. Yo. So as soon as they turn the camera around, being the nigga that I am, had to screen record everything.
Yes.
Yo, because I had to be able to go back and watch this. Because first of all, like, when footage, you
please. Max.
Yo, I got you. I'm not gonna put it on that, but I will send it to the group chat. But she was like, you see this girl getting hemmed up. She was getting, like, strolled by three other women, like, literally for, like. She was getting strolled around this Airbnb probably for like a good like 8 or 9 minutes. And so then,
do you know how long that is?
Bro, fighting
time. That is, and fighting time?
Bro, but she kept that's doing, she kept crazy. Trying to like incite violence. It was like, yo, like after you was getting beat up, she would like do shit like, yeah, bitch, like, da da da. It's like, yo, these not your lines at all.
Yo.
Like, this is not what you're supposed to be saying.
Yo,
this is not what you're, this is not what happened with you, yo, at all.
Yo, women,
like,
are
women are terrible it's friends.
So, she's getting her stuff out. She's packing up to leave. They just start tossing her shit off the fucking balcony now. So now they tossing her clothes off. They tossed her passport off. They tossing the phone, like, yo, they just bag. I'm telling you, it was like watching Bag Club
how high
live. Like, I don't know,
bro. Like,
bro, it had to be like at least three floors. Like, I don't want to. I don't know for sure.
Regardless,
but all I know, things were going over.
Out a window, yo. Anything, like,
son. Bro. But what it was like, you already got beat up. Yeah. So it's not like the nigga. Like, what are you gonna do? Your shit is just outside. You're gonna have to go pick it up. So she leaves the room. She's going outside to pick her shit up. She goes down the fucking. I guess the security nigga from the place come up. Son doesn't speak a lick of English. So they going back and forth. Shorty went downstairs and called the Colombian police.
Oh my God.
She called Colombian 12.
Bro, she fans. Called.
She called
bro,
Dose.
She called, she called Dose, my nigga.
That's bitch. Wow. Calling
she called Dose.
Policia.
So now, these niggas, but yo, when they showed up, so mind you, I'm still on FaceTime. So, like, I'm seeing all of this happen. Like, I'm seeing the police, yo, they came in and, like, tactical gear,
real quick,
bro,
wait. I just want to know, hold on. How long was the response time of the police? Out of curiosity, I just need to know.
Probably, like, good 6-7 minutes.
You said 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, it was very quick.
So these niggas were strapped up, ready to go hit the location, exactly where it was at.
Bro, they came through. With all the stuff, they didn't have like guns, sleeves, or nothing like that. But they was prepared.
I feel like that's kind of.
They was prepared for whatever.
Yo, they had helmets on.
6-7 minutes. 5-7 minutes. Kind of, yeah. Nigga, that's expedient. That's long,
is it?
So
a lot could happen in that time.
They come up there. They going right back and forth with the police.
I feel you.
They trying to get people to translate because you can't fucking communicate with these niggas. They don't speak English. Nobody really speaks Spanish for real. So it's really just like a back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No
niggas don't be having to translate at.
Oh boy.
And that's what they ended up doing, right? So I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth about how they did that for, like, as long as they did. But what I will say is the Colombian police definitely extorted them.
I'm about to say niggas. 150
locked wait, up. Wait.
Yo,
what?
They definitely got extorted at the end because, like.
Duh, you never saw locked up a bar, bro?
And I was telling them, on the phone. I was like, yo, basically what's happening is, like, yo, they was like, yo, so, like, they did do something that was breaking the law in Colombia. So it was like they could take out of jail, and they literally was like, yo, just give us 280 a piece, and y'all good.
Yeah, and how many?
So they asked for two. So it was four of them. So they was asking for 280.
Police is trying to motherfucking
So at the end of the day, they was like they broke it down to like 280, like per one person, and the homegirl was like, yo, we only got 140 in cash. So they gave them 140 in cash. But these niggas did all that shit, and they was like, yo, and I understand, because it's like, yo, we really had to come outside, because y'all want to do dumb shit, at fucking 3 a.m.
being
on your
American,
fucking vacation.
Being mad American.
And being American over here ruining my day. Yeah, you know what? Give me this money. You know why? Because I can really take you to jail and fuck your whole life up. And your whole shit will be ruined unless you give me this $140. And you know what? They coughed that. I was like, yo, whatever they asked for, cough that money up.
But, I can't
what's
help
a buck
you.
40? Like, what's a buck 40 when as opposed to whatever it could have been?
Even though they ain't shit for that. But
in real time, watching that shit in real time was insane.
At all, bro.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to jail in a country like that.
I'm about to say, y'all niggas never saw locked up abroad. Right, that shit different.
I don't want to go to jail in America. I don't want to go to, I don't want to go to county jail. Okay? You want me to go to jail with like in a place where like they live different.
Different.
You know, where they have like their reason to live and reason to possibly kill me is way more than my reason just to get out. Nah.
I understand wholeheartedly. I'm right there with you.
100%.
Nah.
But nah, that's wild, bro. Shorty out here tossing people phones on balconies. Like, first of all,
for no reason, because she lost her phone.
Yeah, this is really
wait. So
issue.
That's what it is.
Yeah, bro, she just walked in and threw it. Woo!
She was mad because she had wait. So she because she lost her phone. It was like, fuck it, can't nobody had no phone. Right. Like, what the fuck is this?
Kindergarten.
What the fuck?
Give me my phone back.
Like,
I can't call my mom. Ain't nobody calling their mom.
Yeah, nah, that's wild.
What's even more fucked up is, though, like, the other girls had her plane ticket.
Yeah, like,
so at the end of the day, she don't got no phone in Colombia, and the girls you fucking over that don't fuck with you no more got your plane ticket, so you can't even really get home. Wow. Yo, they could have wilded out and canceled your... They could have tweaked and canceled her plane tickets in life, and she would have been done up.
No phone, no ticket. Damn.
No passport.
We'd have never heard from Shorty again.
No. Yo, just in Colombia.
This is a human
it's
being.
A rap.
Motherfucking selling oranges on the side of the road.
selling oranges and cocaine on the shop.
Okay, see, I ain't want to take it that I'm about to say everybody sells oranges. You had to just, you know what I mean? But whatever.
Can I read the episode name? Oranges and cocaine on the side? It's hilarious. No, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Right, but other than that, man, what else you got planned for your day today, bro?
Yo, so I'm going to keep it a buck 50 with you. We've seen a bunch of shit that we want to do. I drove past Topgolf. We drove past gun ranges, all this other shit. I don't know. I know it's a bunch of shit out here that I want to do. And, like, this is a place, like, this is, I look at it and it's like fucking adult Disneyland. Like, it's just, like, it's just unlimited whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, we're going to go, what is it, the Planet 13, the fucking dispensary in a minute, and, like, just pick up whatever.
Word.
This nigga about to get suited. Yeah, like, mad excited.
Fly. Yo, eat good out there, bro. Spend a lot.
Yeah, like that's
food.
What I think I'm gonna do tonight. I'm gonna go to like a nice dinner with my friends. Like I think that'll be pretty cool. After that, like, you know, get to whatever we got to.
Casino trips? But, any you going to the casino? Doing any gambling?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that. Betting on black. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try roulette.
You gonna play blackjack?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna play blackjack.
Nice.
Definitely gonna do some of that.
Oh my god.
But yeah, man. I'm glad I was able to tap in with y'all. You know, even though I'm all the way across the fucking country, we don't.
Yeah, you know, still love,
we
got to do
technology, baby.
Hey, yo, word.
Facts. Technology is the greatest.
Definitely, man.
All right, man. Well,
I'll let
y'all
get to it.
You be easy.
Love y'all.
Be safe.
Me too.
Don't do
yo,
drugs.
Yo, the San Jose Sharks taking over Vegas.
Word up.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas don't know what that means.
Yo, just,
but
you already
sharking out here.
Record and send me shit. Please.
Got you, bro.
Please.
I got you.
Hey, man, bro, you know when you get back, it's really going to be a turn-up session that Monday.
Bro, it's just going to be. It's just,
they don't know. I don't think,
it
I don't
is
think
what
the
it
listeners
is.
Know what's about to happen that episode, man. It's gonna be
a great time.
It's gonna be a
great
time.
They don't gotta know. They'll see it.
They'll see it. They see it's working.
But I'm gonna holler at y'all. Y'all boys finish the pod. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go do Vegas thing. I'm gonna holler.
All right, bro.
Skit that on, nigga. Skit fucking that on.
I love y'all.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was fire.
Anyways,
bro. That was fire.
Nah, shout out to Shake.
Man, shout out to Brother Shake.
Living it up.
Nah, but that whole Columbia shit, wow. Like,
that's wild.
What the fuck is good with shorties and shit? Like, why are y'all taking trips out the places with a bunch of shorties that y'all possibly going to beef with. Like, I don't be understanding that shit.
Because I be wondering, like, why people go out with certain people.
It's like, you know, yeah, I mean? It's like you always go out and then there's always that one broke friend.
Or some shit like that.
Don't want, and it's not trying, like, to spend money.
And I don't give a fuck if this is women's business, but that shit don't make no damn sense to me. Like, I hear too many stories about shorties who
just choose violence.
Yeah.
Just choosing violence. That's good.
They supposed to be friends, or I mean, not even just friends, like as like compadres, women, whatever y'all want to call them, like yourselves and shit. Like, and excuse me if I sound misogynistic, because that's not how I'm trying to come off. But time and time again, I've seen it with my sisters and their friends, my female best, my women best friends, or just my women friends. Period. It's just like when women get in a group setting, it's always some type of catty bullshit. Like, and it, I don't understand.
Over,
like,
nothing.
And it's always over nothing. It's just over, like, yo, nothing. It don't be over no real deep shit. It's just like, yo, shorty made fun of my feet. Like, so every time I see her, not me, I think she always saying some slick shit. Like,
kinda,
what the fuck?
I kind of got a story like that coincides with what you're talking about. So, like, you know, last ex, she had a friend. I was telling her, I was like, you know, something about that friend, like, she ain't really your friend.
Oh, they'll never hear us when we talk. Like, don't get me started.
Like, she didn't understand why.
Man. Oh, I'm triggered.
I was like, because when I first met Shorty, Shorty was like, give me a hug. And I'm like, nah, I don't know. I'm not giving you no hug. Like, dap me up, nigga. Like,
he said, dap me up.
Yeah, because I'm like, yo, like, I'm like, this is like my first time with the ex. It's my first time, like, being in a setting out with my ex and everything. And, like, this is her birthday. I don't know how she feels about me just hugging you. Like, I don't know you like that. Word. So she took offense to that, right?
So
now we go past 2 years later, because I just want to skip all the bullshit that this girl just was doing. Basically, they was friends on and off throughout the 2 years.
Okay.
So we go out for my ex's birthday again, but it's to Fire Oak in Jersey City, you know? Chicken and wing, what's the chicken and waffles? Terrible, very terrible.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend you guys get food from there at all.
Fuck up chicken and waffles.
I'm telling you,
yeah, word, yeah. Like, it's something so basic.
My shit, bro.
But I was saying, so yeah, basic. Like, they fucked it up. Like, chicken was dry. Yeah, man,
dry,
it's terrible. It's terrible.
If you serve me dry chicken, I feel like you're choosing violence. Dry, and I'm not bad according to that.
So like, you know, I bring the camera out. You know, so I can take pictures on my shorties, her birthday. Like, you know, you want to make her feel good, make her feel like she a model that day, like she the best thing in the world. So that's what I was doing. So that friend.
You're not, wait, no. I think you misspoke.
What?
You're not making her feel like.
No.
You're not making her feel like she the best thing in the world. You showing her.
But she is, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, she was the best thing.
And she the best thing in the world.
I like that low. That's my brother right there, man. Always just showing her.
Sometimes they don't be knowing. You feel
yeah,
me?
Like, they don't be knowing. Like, they queens and shit. Like, we love them.
You feel me?
So.
Shout out to Black Woman.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Shout out to our queen.
Whew, man. That brings me to Raekwon's fucking ice cream, bro. Shit. All right.
Back to your story.
Okay. Back to my story. All right. So, that friend had me take pictures of her on my camera, right?
Whoa. Where is this going?
No. This is at the place. Like, they was all dressed up. Like, she wanted some nice photos.
Those type of pictures.
All
right.
Yeah. Like, it was whole nice winery, all that in the background. It was nice. Yeah. Like, so
shorty,
I understood.
Shorty taking pictures with the grapes.
Yeah, basically. Like, yeah.
With the grapes. Never
mind. All right.
All right, love.
So I take the pictures for her. So we go back to our seats. So she's taking photos of me and my ex together, right? So I'm like, okay, cool, boom. So everything ends. We go back home, everything. So she's asking my ex about the photos. Like, yo, can you send them the photos, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So my girl's asking her for the photos of us from the dinner. I mean, well, from the brunch. So I send the photos to my ex. She sends the photos to her. She does. She's never sent the photos of us.
The photos that
she took,
the ex's friend took.
Yeah,
never. Of us. She the photos of y'all. She never sent.
She never sent them
on some hate and shit. Like
I don't know.
Okay.
Some weird shit.
So yeah, it's weird nonetheless. Don't take pictures of me and not send them to me. That's mad weird. I saw you take the picture. Like
yeah, I was like, yo, like, can we get the pictures of us? Because we wanted to see how it would look. Because we was all dressed up. Like we was able to get at least we was able to get a photo off my camera or whatever. But the photo, whatever photo she took. Never
gave never came through.
Like that's just like, why are you being that terrible? Like,
well, wait, may I ask what her nationality is?
I don't want to get that. That's telling.
Oh, that's telling.
Yeah,
I feel like I know. I mean, what she probably did with that picture. But continue.
Whoa!
Wait, nah,
son, what?
Now you got me intrigued. What the fuck? What you talking about?
I'm about to say it on air.
Yeah,
say it.
But if you know, you know. Like,
no, I need to know because that was weird.
My name is my name. You
told
me like,
Marlo.
Yo, man, go ahead.
No, I really want to know now.
It rhymes with no.
Yo, because that's just fucking weird.
Certain nationalities practice certain practices where they do things with pictures. And if I'm just insinuating that if Shorty decided to keep the picture, you know what I mean? Maybe, perhaps that she possibly might be one of these nationalities. I don't
really
know.
Don't know, Bert?
I could be assuming.
That's
really don't know?
Hot, yeah, he bro. Know. We trying
yeah, he know. He's playing dumb.
Bro, I'm Haitian. The running joke is like, it's voodoo. Yeah, like, it's voodoo. Like, they practice that shit down there. But it's like, yo, what the fuck?
It's
like, not everybody does that. Is no.
It? Oh.
Okay.
Not Puerto fucking Rican. Haitian. No.
All right.
She's more closer. She more closer to your people.
Oh, she's Nigerian.
Yes. You said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bro, if she got a picture and ain't send that to you, bro. You know, I'm gonna get you some holy water. I got you.
Yo, honestly, I've been living. Listen,
that's not gonna happen to you.
I've been good. I've been blessed. You understand me? Yeah, I've been blessed.
Prayer circle around you. That's all that means.
Man, listen, I feel good, man. I'm proud of my brothers right now, man.
Word.
Facts.
Living a life.
Definitely, man. We just having fun with this.
Yeah, nah, but. Speaking of like women choosing violence, I don't want to leave that. I'm still here on that.
Yeah, man. I think
I got a story for that too.
Oh,
I seen like a group of like 13 young chicks.
Okay,
jump a cop across the street.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, bro.
13?
That shit was crazy, bro.
Yo, getting rolled out by 13 women got to be crazy.
Got to be young, crazy. Bro.
That's mad nothing animosity. Like,
yo, so he was just catching hills to the face, bro. Just, like.
Henny
fist and attitudes,
you know.
So he was by himself.
What happened?
The cop was by himself.
There was cops out there, but they did that shit and they ran away and they got away.
Wait. So he had backup just watching him get strolled by 13 women.
It was, I ain't gonna lie, it was mad shit.
Oh, wait.
He probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, he probably
enjoyed it. Probably enjoyed
bro,
it.
There was mad.
Don't yo, stop him.
Some niggas got yeah. Mad some niggas people. Got
They all got kicked out.
Well, the niggas was in the car. I was like, damn, that's a rookie. He gotta learn.
I'm fucking wildest.
I'm my first day.
Still fuck 12 though.
I'm not gonna lie. If it's 13 women jumping fuck me 12. And I'm a police officer and I got that mace, listen, we're all getting
yo, sprayed. imagine him like, looking at the car like help me, like
no,
help me,
crazy, bro. Oh my some people God. Do not even they don't even fear cops, bro. They just
shout out to them. I wonder what that feels like.
That's fucking.
Well, they be drunk most of the time too, though.
So. Gotta be. You know
but
I mean?
That was before though. I mean.
13 women, god damn.
Yo, like, you know, it's 13.
Like, what did he do?
Bro, it was just a big ass group.
Women so mad.
Right.
It was that's what I'm thinking.
Big ass group of them. Just like,
yo, I saw a clip on Twitter and shit. It was like this fucking carnival worker. A lady was getting her kids off the ride, and I guess, I mean, oh. I don't know what son did, but the lady was angry at the carnival worker, the carnival ride
oh,
worker
yeah,
or whatever.
I see this video.
And then, like, she kind of, like, you know, sometimes what women do, like, they'll poke kind of at your face but not really touch you, but just yeah. Poking, like, that all in, like,
if you all around shit. Your face.
But
like,
she didn't
like,
touch him,
stop.
Though.
That shit is so annoying.
So I guess the dude took that as like a threat and then reacted and then tried to hit Shorty.
Hell no.
Tell me why everybody in a carnival beat that nigga ass.
Yo, they strolled on him.
They beat that nigga ass in front of all the children.
Yo, like, hey, how did, like,
Bro,
talk about a village.
Yo, it was kid, bro. It was kid that's strolling this right old. Right there. I don't know. Yo, was he white? Like,
you know, he wasn't black. That's if, all I know.
Yeah, he wasn't a black dude.
He was either,
bro.
He was like, either like Hispanic mixed, or white.
Yeah,
he was,
something.
I mean,
yo,
he was creeps, bro.
Yo, it was kids, teenagers, the grandmas.
Fact that, the fact that.
Yo, the whole block was just jumping this dude.
The fact that he thought that it was okay to even lunge at a woman, especially a woman with her children.
Mm-hmm. Two children.
It's
at
like,
that.
Yo, you deserve every like hand and foot that's put on you. Facts. Because what the fuck,
man? Yo, and then
that
after
that was justice. Right
after
there.
That, word. Niggas turned the roller coaster on, and somebody got hit with the roller coaster. I was like, yo, this video.
What?
Is, y'all didn't beep that in the back?
I didn't see this video.
Oh like, my
live leak shit is this? I didn't see that part.
No, somebody got hit with the roller coaster, bro. That's oh, it was man. Wild ass bang at the end of the video.
Yeah, that's the end of that carnival. That's the last stop yeah, right here.
Yo,
hack this shit on up for the last time.
Son took a whole. A whole coaster to the back of his dome, bro. Like,
hold on, what was you doing that you was in the fucking path of a roller coaster?
Yo, because they, I guess they strolled and then people kept pushing, so they kept pushing towards like where the thing. It was actually a Ferris wheel.
See, it's too many people who never seen Final Destination.
Or Ferris wheel. Yeah, bugging. It was a Ferris wheel. Actually.
Final Destination will tell you. You know what I mean, I'm not messing around on no carnivals, amusement parks. Shit, barely walking outside and on some regular life shit.
Bro, I'll be trying it. I'll be like, yo, I'm going to live life.
All right. Motherfucking daredevil.
I don't even drive behind trucks.
Oh, man. What? Like,
yeah. You definitely
big ass trucks?
Oh, no, definitely not that. I don't do that, man. That's wild. Like, the whole log.
Switch lanes, they said. I know what you're talking about. No pause, bro.
Nope.
No pause, bro. Nope. I know what you're talking about, bro. Nope. I feel
E-Lo
you.
Gonna say pause.
Nope. I didn't say anything.
No.
What made you go with that?
See?
I didn't say
anything. That's why I'm not going.
Nobody said it, bro. You said it. You said it.
Nah.
I just know I'd be staying away from like the semi tractor trailer trucks because it's not that I can't drive. Some people's reaction.
They can't
time,
drive.
Yeah, nah, sometimes their reaction time, like they may not see me in their blind spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, with me working at my job, bro, I see it all the time, bro. People don't use turning signals.
Nah, never, bro.
That. I was like, yo.
If you don't pay attention, you can get into a couple accidents a day.
Bro, yo, people bro. Stop.
Just
short.
Because of other people.
But I'm an excellent driver. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, I'm a good driver. Like, there's one thing on I could do, I could drive.
Yeah, Elo.
I be on
did some shit. He did some shit, bro.
On some Tyree shit and Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah. I be wildin'.
Yeah.
Yo, shit. I just,
that boy be driving.
Yo, I just saw the trailer.
My boy
I just
be
saw
driving.
The trailer to Fast 9, bro. That shit.
Oh yeah, speaking of
hilarious.
Yo, look at that
sick.
Boy. Look at that segue. That yeah,
hilarious.
Look at that segue.
I'm sick and tired of the Fast and Furious franchise, yo.
They done brought
this
Han back.
Enough is enough.
Like they could have let Han die, bro. Like,
listen, Vin Diesel. Enough. I know you hear me.
Son, like, yo, speaking of 360 deals,
it's making too much money.
They're in the 360 deal.
I don't understand how. Like, why do we keep watching this shit?
I don't know.
It's entertainment. It's action.
It's hella action.
It is us, because I watch them shits every time.
It's hella.
It's
hella unrealistic action.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see Fast 8 or Hobbs and Shaw. But
I didn't see Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
I didn't see.
I liked it.
I didn't see Hobbs and Shaw. I got to watch it. It's because it's like, you know, I like to watch things. Like gradually, like when I just get the
me
time
too.
To it, like
me
just
too. And
just
I love Fast. I love. I think everybody loves Fast because
it's gonna be free anyway.
Yeah, the first three was
the first one's the best.
Of course,
I don't know about that.
No. Too Fast, Too Furious is the best.
Word,
because that what?
Word.
What the soundtrack that came
it was,
with that?
That? Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, bro! Act a fool. I was just listening to that shit today, bro.
Yeah, word. Ludacris was in his Duffy.
Yes,
on
that. Boy.
That first one was crazy.
I understand.
Kinda,
the first one, it
first
was
kind of sad. Like,
yeah, it was
a movie, bro. It was a movie. It was the best movie out of
like
all.
Like Sun got yo, Sun got lit up, bro. Like,
do you remember?
Like, yo, what type of shit you gotta go going through?
When they
through?
Drove in through the fucking garages and they came out with mad cars and did the scramble and the cops was
bro, like, that shit was fire, bro.
Yeah, nah, it was tough.
Yo, and then like, yo, I found myself like probably like a. Like 3-4 months ago, watching like behind the scenes of how they make the cars and like what happened to those specific cars from those, from the Fast and Furious series, and like it's this dude like he's a designer and like he designs the cars for them, and everything.
So yeah, what do they do with these cars when they're done filming? Like who's owning these cars and how much are they worth? Because I
probably
want
get sold at like a
wait till this podcast. Nah, they're like, I'm getting me a Fast and Furious car. I'm saying
no, they're really
now.
They're really like they're not cheap. Like they're cheap. Some of them are cheap.
Cheap to who? What's cheap? Cheap is relative.
I mean, if you're talking about the exact car that was used in the movie, that's considered like a replica, though.
Yeah, basically. So it was like, it's worth it to buy because it's just like, oh, it's here. It's just the car, but it's really a replica. It's not really.
Or you can go and get the same car in the same color. Right? That's what you mean? That's what you mean by like it being kind of cheap?
Yes or no?
I'm not about to get no, unless it's like one of them exotic cars.
I don't know, but that
because like one of the cars, yo, because like this is what happens because they do stunts with the cars. Mm-hmm. They make like three or four like the six different cars that look like this one car. So they have the real car there, but it's like six other cars that look like this car.
Meanwhile, it's people starving all over the world, and these niggas got six copies of one car just to destroy for a fucking movie.
Yes. So,
oh my god.
Yo, that's just nuts.
Hollywood, you disgust me.
Yeah.
Fucking reptilian shapeshifters. I'm on to you.
Alright.
Hit it.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Nah. You don't need a button right now.
What? I mean, you just mean the CIA. Oh shit.
What? Speaking of CIA, nothing. Man, y'all been watching keeping up with Snowfall?
I'm about to say this nigga reminds me of Teddy, yo.
Who?
You. This nigga Ivan, he reminds me.
Nah, Ivan be chilling, bro.
Behind the scenes, just like the fucking CIA. It's Snowfall.
But if Snowfall don't teach you how bad the CIA is, I mean, there's a lot of shows out there.
Did you see it, Lo?
Bro, I'll be tuned in, bro.
Sean,
like,
did you see it?
I'm like Scully with the airdrops. Nigga.
That shit.
This is going to be a spoiler, bro.
I ain't seen the episode, so I ain't. If I get to it, I ain't gonna remember y'all talked about it.
It's just
okay. Yeah. Wait, you never seen Snowfall at all?
Nah, at all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're this missing
season
out.
Was, this season was
you,
eye.
You give a lot of Leon vibes.
I don't know who that is. Tell me about him.
He's a nigga that walk around with a big ass afro.
He reminds me of you.
And he runs the project.
He's mad.
Like stubborn. He reminds me of Sean. He's like mad, Sean's very loyal. Like
I'm not stubborn, bro. Like yes, I am.
Like he's very loyal to like. To like the gang, like the brotherhood and everything. That's who Leon really reminds me of.
And stands on his morals.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
But
he got a little rebellious. He
also a short nigga too, bro.
Yeah,
he one of
that
us.
Ain't bad.
One of us.
If you watch this, you be like, I see what they talking about.
Yeah, no, that is Sean. I see what they talking about. That's hilarious.
I appreciate that.
You feel me, but anyways, what were you talking about with Snowfall? So what niggas think is about to happen on this like for now? How we think they about to?
It's either
All right, we know they coming back for season 4, so we know the story's not about to end. They about to leave us with some open ended shit.
Season 5,
they're gonna break our hearts at that very end.
What's gonna break our heart?
It's gonna be the cliffhanger to everything falling apart. It's gotta either, be.
This is what I think is gonna happen. Scully's gonna kill Franklin's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going and
what? Who gives a fuck about that?
No, but listen to what I'm saying. Now we know Franklin has the problem with his father.
Scully is down bad in the game. Right now.
Like
nobody
I don't
gives
think,
a fuck about.
Yeah,
Scully,
I don't.
Like,
it looked like that.
He's just about to duet and cry in the corner and like see ghosts.
Or he might go ham.
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah. He might, bro.
He's a broken man right now.
He doesn't have nothing to lose. And he has nothing
to lose.
When you got nothing to lose, you also have nothing. So
he don't have nothing, though. He still got bread and all that.
Yeah, I got all this.
He got an army
my
with him.
My girl going.
And he
my kid
armed.
Going.
No, he does not have an army.
My brother-in-law is going.
Bro, niggas been.
Bro, everybody's going.
Is it Inglewood?
Yeah, niggas mad. Them niggas been dropping like flies with this war between them niggas and Man Boy. Now them niggas been chilling and shit, but that don't mean. Like, bro, he don't got.
Bro.
If you look at his, like. The reason there's why been he plenty, been chilling, like he done peep, like nah, shit, not really.
There's been plenty of shows.
I know which part you're talking about. It's the part when Khadija said that they got Leon. I'm going here, and he's like, why you want to do that? Like he kind of held back.
At that point, she was still alive. Now she's dead,
and that's what I'm trying to tell him. I said he's going to go through his grieving period. They're going to show that. It's gonna happen next episode.
I'm trying to tell you,
they're not gonna just leave. They're not gonna just turn Scully into a bitch now. Whoa.
Nobody's worried about Scully. Even if he does come back to kill Franklin's mom, it's just like who gives a fuck? Yeah, nobody Franklin's mom. You fuck with her? That's like one of your favorite characters.
That's the thing.
The shit just gotta fall apart. It just gotta fall apart. What else is there to talk about?
Yo, like it's something. It's got to be something of that nature. to where like it's Franklin is like fuck this shit. I'm going rogue.
All right, so hold on. So if we're thinking about the possible things that can happen, right? The biggest arch nemesis, Man Boy, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Khadijah, dead.
Okay.
The motherfucking hitters who was fucking killers for hire now work for Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another threat.
Okay.
I mean, Scully, y'all niggas talking about he got an army still and all that. No, he don't. He's lost a lot of people in all of this bullshit that has been happening.
Okay.
He don't got his girl no more. That gives him the fucking drive. He don't got the connections that he got with her cousin. That's gone. You feel me? So he just down bad. So if we looking off of hood threats, Franklin and Jerome and them don't really got any for real. Not at the moment, besides unless they introduce a new character. So
it is the problem with Franklin's father.
That's not a hood threat, bro. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about street shit in terms of business and dope dealing. That's the only shit that I'm talking about at this point.
There's no
that's
street threat.
They don't got no street threat, right? So I'm talking about what could be a season finale for us, right? So nobody can possibly come back and there's no animosity or beef, right? So then niggas want to bring up Franklin's dad. How much power does this nigga really have if the one shorty who was leaking the fucking story to the newspaper was taken care of by Teddy?
Well, I think Teddy.
And that's the thing.
I think he want to kill Franklin.
And didn't Teddy get fired?
Of course he was.
So that's going to be a little arc there.
And didn't Teddy get fired?
Allegedly.
Pretty much.
So now that's another problem.
I mean, do you
another problem for Franklin?
Do you really ever get fired by
the coke is going to dry up now.
Let's be real. Being fired by the CIA is being killed. You're not going to just be, you no longer work for us, knowing everything that you know, and you just walking around here now. That's not how it works with them niggas, bro. If you fired, them niggas is killing you.
Well, they dismissed him off what he was doing.
They dismissed him from duty. So now, it's just like, go chill out.
So now it's a bigger threat because now Franklin doesn't have that protection.
Well, that might be an arc for Teddy, too. They might go after him. Maybe this year the CIA going after him or whatever.
We not, but that's not what Snowfall is about. We not about the. They can't. We don't give a fuck about that.
Well, then it's so in to terms me, the of best
finale, thing, no, this
the,
is what I
the
think
best
is
thing
happen.
For the show is Civil War, bro.
Yes,
there gotta be animosity amongst Jerome and Franklin and Leon and everybody. Some shit gotta go down between
at
all
this
of
point.
Them.
There's no need.
Then what's
why
the show?
Be
then
a, what are they why, gonna, why would there be? But it's like,
so what are they gonna do for a whole season?
I don't know, and they gonna have to show me some shit because at this point, right? Ain't nobody like I just. Like we just broke it down. There's nobody that we beefing with.
Good shows end in tragedy, though.
Of course, they always do. But there's nobody that we beefing with, right? So unless
if Jerome says fuck it,
unless
this my
it's
shit
on
now.
Some shit like where the feds come cracking down, some
Jerome
shit
does
like that.
All right, man, boy.
I think Jerome wants to get really just leave the drug game.
When man,
Ben
boy,
wanted to leave the drug game.
That's what I'm saying. That's his thing. He wants to leave the drug game. I said now my girl done got shot. Yo, I want to leave this shit. I don't want no parts of this shit anymore. That's Jerome.
That's facts. And that's what
he's been giving it to you since they went to Mississippi.
At this juncture and shit, I can't see a civil war.
Yeah, Little Rock, my bad.
I can't see a civil war because like he just said, Jerome don't even want no parts of this shit. Motherfucking Louis is going to be recovering from the shit. And then we got Leon, who really don't want no parts after this shit because he's been fucked up ever since he killed the little girl. So we're gonna be where's the beef between
season,
the bunch?
I don't
like
know, man. Season 5 better come crazy because if not, because this season wasn't even. I still think season 3 was way better.
Nah, this season every episode was a fucking movie.
Yeah,
some of this literally shit was this very season. Very unrealistic. Like
I mean,
and Snowfall is like a real like.
Can you give me an example, please? I need an example of one thing. Just give me one thing.
Why the fuck is Leon still in L.A.? How is that happening?
That's the only thing.
Most
that's the only
wanted,
thing.
He just killed a little girl. Are you fucking kidding
that's
me?
That's the only thing I
in
would
real
knock
life,
against
he would have been dipped.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing they was trying
Franklin
to say. They
sent
did
him
it
away.
On. They put it on Fat Boy.
Bro, they put both of their faces up on the news.
Yeah, but he admitted to it. That's what he was supposed to do.
Ooh.
It worked.
Bad boy.
Oh yeah.
He admitted to it.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna just take.
So he was supposed to take. He was supposed to take the rap, and then his family was gonna take care of him, and then they was gonna bail him out. But he got bailed out by the two hit women.
Him snitching would have been more realistic.
Nah,
because he was just too loyal to Leon. It's like Leon is loyal to Franklin.
You're not about to come from fucking this tough ass cloth and then just fold like that.
Yeah. Because he was cause,
never heard of that before.
Because that's what that's why they nah, gave you that.
That circumstance. Well, yes, I've heard of it. Yes, yeah.
But that's why they gave you that.
Nah, he wasn't about to do that.
Yeah, but that's why they gave you that. That
yo, he got carved.
That episode. Well, part of that episode where it was the whole Crip gang and everything because he was taking care of everybody out there. Mm. So that's why.
I don't know.
That's little, why he did what he did. That's why he was like, oh, I'll take the rap for it because they're going to get taken care of.
Regardless, man, I think in this next season, it has to be the cops coming for them. That's the only way.
Yeah, they're making it seem like he can't get locked up.
At this point, I can't see them introducing another character that's going to be opposing them with the drugs. At this point, everybody's tired of selling drugs.
Basically,
nobody wants to do this.
Everybody's dying. I don't know who. I don't know who's the next person. It's like who's the next nemesis?
There is none. And then,
but that's when the show starts pulling shit out of their ass and trying to just give us.
Maybe they could bring back.
I'm saying it got to be them going against the police.
They could bring back what's her name? Gustavo's girl.
She been going too long, bro.
Yeah, we're at this point we don't even care about Shorty more. Like you've been lost in the sauce. You could have came and like hooked some shit up, maybe. Like,
hey man,
could have made this easier. Could have gave niggas another plug besides Teddy and
if
shit.
If they not gonna bring something back, if they not gonna do no civil war between them, if they not going like,
I don't know what happens.
Scully not gonna be a threat because he's. I mean, all that shit does sound boring anyway. So they gotta come up with some good shit.
I feel like it's gonna be Scully just lighting shit up next episode.
I got too much fucking faith in this wethead, bro. Like this nigga's not doing none of that shit, bro. He's tired.
Yeah, well, I 50 be going at him on IG like that though.
Because, bro.
Yo, he just living his best life and everything, bro. Like, and then 50 just be like,
yeah, he is. Well, somebody gotta tell him, really like, yo, you don't gotta be in character 24/7.
My bad. Because Philly was at the beach one day, like
I'm about to say, he's not even acting. He just really being him on camera. Like, they not even telling him, like, yo, these guns is fake. You feel me? Like, this nigga really think he clapping for real or something. Like.
Yo, is it true that Black Rob passed away?
Yeah, yes, man. Rest in peace, man. Black Rob.
I almost forgot. I don't know how I almost forgot.
That's crazy, bro.
But yeah, rest in peace, Black Rob. Rest in peace,
Black Rob.
You feel me? For you young whippersnappers.
Word.
Go listen to Woe.
That's a classic.
Go listen to Woe.
Young whippersnappers.
You looking at me.
It's like
you never heard that?
Boy.
Nah.
You never heard Woe.
I go.
Yo, can I play it? Can I see if I can play it?
You know this song.
I have it over here mumbling.
Hold on. It's a few songs. I don't want to just put you on
the
fucking whatchamacallit songs, the hit songs. It's this one song called I Dare You, featuring motherfucking Joe Hooker. That shit go crazy. And it's another one called You Don't Know Me, featuring Joe Hooker. Go crazy.
Joe Hooker was involved.
You feel me?
Joe Hooker,
he was some singing nigga, bro, and he was nice. Well, yeah, rest in peace, Black Rob and shit.
I'm trying to figure out if I could play this. If I could play this, it'd be lit.
That's another nigga that came from the fucking Bad Boy umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Which didn't really last long.
Oh, I mean, what record label does for real?
That's true. But Biggie was the lifeline of that.
I mean, not really.
Once he passed, it was like a couple.
Can't say that. That he came with mad motherfucking groups that got hits. Can't say that.
They had a couple year runs, and then Diddy cut them off, and that was that for all of them.
But that was after. You said Biggie was the lifeline for, you know what I mean?
If Biggie was alive the whole time and it was in his hands, I bet you Bad Boy would have probably been in a better shape than Diddy running it.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Biggie was the guy. He was the talent.
Yeah, he was the talent, but Diddy was the business, was the mind behind the talent.
Biggie,
not only that,
Biggie was
the
business too.
He was
though.
The not like motherfucking Diddy. You got Diddy fucked up. And also when it comes to the motherfucking music, Diddy had an ear for the music. Diddy was the talent with the music as well. You got Diddy fucked up.
I won't deny that, but I know Diddy ain't. He ain't no straight arrow, and historically speaking.
Mm. Well, nobody is, especially when it comes to the music business.
Especially, music business is very shitty.
I ain't going to hold him any less accountable than anybody else because Fuck that. He done done a lot of careers wrong.
I feel like that's just the music industry. And when that's because you in a position, like, for example, right? You manage a restaurant. Imagine if the restaurant industry was known for shitting on their workers. So anybody going into the restaurant industry knows, it's like, damn, I know the management going shit on me. It is what it is. Now, just because you go into the industry and become this manager and become like one of the greatest managers of all time and shit, and I'm about to now look at you as just like, damn, you this bad person? Nah, it's just the position that you in, because
that's so you think, the nature, like, of the industry. Like Danity Kane and 112 and all them groups like that, like they just...
What, all them groups would have been nothing without Diddy.
No, I...
Of course.
I get that he gave them a platform, but... Like, what, did they just stop making good music or something? What was it that he just dropped everybody for?
Yeah, because Diddy got niggas in 720s.
It's not even... I don't know what it is, but I know it's a lot of shit.
Right, right.
Yo, I know it's a lot of shit that go into a star or an artist having longevity and being at the top.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, it's easy for some, from nobody to know you at all. They get introduced to you. Excuse me. Get introduced to you, fall in love with it, like a hit record or some shit. And then keeping that same attention, that's the hard part.
It is hard.
So that's why I kind of look like, damn, he just make motherfuckers pop and then just throw them to the wayside. Nah, it's hard to keep that fucking flame
burning. But a lot of them were writing for him too, though.
Yeah.
And making music for him, producing, all that, producing his artists in general, all that shit.
Okay, and that's the nature of the business.
And he got niggas in 1080s.
Like, it's niggas like, let
me hear the song. Niggas though. In 1080s, bro.
Let me hear the song, though.
Oh, all right, yeah, definitely.
Black Rob, right?
We'll play. So you never heard this?
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yeah, get him ready to put y'all up on something, man. You see something ill,
you know what I mean? I'm going to pause before he go to that lyric, that bar.
Nah, you got to let the beat. Just let the beat drop.
He got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't know this song? Scratch it or something. Do DJ Scratch.
Oh, that, I mean, if you
don't. Turn me up. Turn me up.
Whoa. Oh, y'all heard this.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I was about to say, bro. You ain't heard this.
I'm glad you heard this shit, man.
Highly doubted you didn't.
I'm about to say, if you ain't heard that.
I heard that.
You got to unplug your mic immediately.
Bro, that's a lot of old songs. I don't know, like, who made them, who wrote them, or none
but
of
you
that.
Heard them. Nah, yeah, normally you hear them.
There's still songs I be scrapping up, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, just going back and just playing them. Like, not even, like, yo, looking at
finding
song
them on different albums and shit like that. Yeah. Like, you find verses from different artists that you never knew they had because they were on other people's albums.
Yo, because it was like, I was listening to Time to Build by Mike Geronimo, right?
Yo, so random.
Yeah, but it was like, yo, I didn't know that was fucking DMX on that. I was like talking that talk. I'm like, damn, son, like, you really wildin'.
DMX.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace, X.
Yeah, man. All like, right. We just losing legends. I don't like this.
Shout out to all the DJs playing a lot of DMX everywhere.
Yeah, man. I hope they playing it the 30th. I'm telling you, bro.
Come on, of course.
You know, it's kind of scary, yo. Like, is it tragic shit is happening, or are we just getting old?
We getting old, bro. We just getting old.
This is life. This is life. This is life. It's not
like we're thinking about it. I'm like, damn, yo, this celebrity died. This celebrity died. Like, damn, I remember seeing them.
Yeah, man.
Listening to their music, watching their shows and movies or whatever, and then boom,
it's gonna happen.
So you gotta think about like how our grandparents and our parents looked at the people that died around their time, like how that was for them.
Like, you know, not to speak on it, but like the day Jay-Z passes away or something like that, like,
I'm going to be
that shit. We're gonna see that though. Like,
I'm gonna be fucked up that day. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, these past couple years, I've grown mixed feelings for Jay, but that's still my dude.
Yeah, man. Like, still make it happen, bro.
He still got some of. He probably got the greatest catalog of all time. Bro, probably
still go back just hear gems. Just
want to ask y'all a question that might kind of be personal, but fuck it, we here. Do y'all want to get to that level of fame to where, like, your death can't even be private type shit?
No.
Yeah, I don't think fame is good for you.
Who was the last person to really have, like, a private death? Prince?
That's famous. I mean, well, like, yeah, Prince, like, his wasn't. He had a private, like, few. Not, nope, nah, I don't want to say death was private.
Talking
not,
about, like, when like, you no, pass no, away. No, yeah. Found, a lot of people don't
oh,
know.
Oh, no, 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 like, no. MF Doom. How the way he did it.
Yeah, where.
He definitely. He, like, they waited till, like, the new year. Never, and then they told him.
He was never a celebrity, though. Like, he always put himself.
Define celebrity.
Like, I'm saying, like, he.
You know, he was known.
He didn't put him.
Word. He's famous.
He was known, but. He didn't put himself in them certain crowds.
That's because he wasn't in the spotlight.
Yeah. He didn't put himself in. He was not, bro. You ask your moms who MF Doom is, they're not going to know.
But when the news came out,
your mom going to know MF Doom?
It's like, nah, I'm fucking my mom.
My mom listens to me. Bro, like,
fucking MF Doom.
Yo, when I was young, my mom had me in the car listening to Mary J. Blige, like, having. Listen to that shit,
like,
bro.
I'm saying, your little brother, you ask your little brother, your little sister, like, yo, you know who Jay-Z is, right? They're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who Drake is, right? Yeah. You know who MF Doom is? No. Come on.
They probably didn't, but his death definitely probably, like, they probably, like, check out his music.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I get what he's saying, though, like, you know, like, where you could pass away and, like, the whole world doesn't know about it right after it happened. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, once you reach that point of fame, like, anything you do, like, it's in, it's public news almost all the time.
And I feel like
that's
terrible.
Yeah, especially when this podcast takes off.
I feel like
off.
That right now. Like, I feel like everything I do, like.
When it takes off, I don't know.
Like, I'm already
I don't know how to deal with that. But I know it's going to come.
There also is, like, there's, like, a better.
Yo.
People aren't, like, too. Like, people see celebrities out or semi-celebrities out in public, and, like, people could, like, vibe with each other now. Like, I don't know. I feel like people are less starstruck these days.
Yeah, because you could literally, like, you could tweet at these people, and sometimes they'll tweet back.
Right,
you could go in the comments. You could DM them. Yeah. They might DM back.
They're, like, not as, they're more accessible these days.
Yeah, like, maybe that's what they need to do to keep their fan base up and going.
Facts.
Like, they gotta interact with the fans.
Everything, because everything moves so fast now.
Like, yeah. You know, everything goes up. Like,
if you stay secluded, niggas will forget about you real quick.
Yeah, so they gotta stay relevant.
Come right up.
It's like, you gotta, unless you build some fucking resume like Drake or Hov or Cole or whatever, like, where you could take years.
Only a few of them niggas.
Right, you could take years off.
Yeah.
Whenever you come back.
It's very few guys that could do that. Like, we still waiting for Kendrick to drop. Still waiting for
Beyonce
to drop.
Change, yo,
I'm waiting.
Beyonce,
he could keep that,
game,
bro. Whatever Kendrick got, bro, he could keep it, bro. I don't want that shit.
Wow.
Y'all really doing this right now?
I'm cool off that.
Cool off it.
Niggas be running from that conversation. If niggas want to have it now, we can.
Nah.
I don't know how long y'all trying to be.
He could rap. He could rap, but I don't really fuck
with, like, at the end of the day,
shout out to Kendrick, though.
He could stand with the greats. That's it.
Like, in what capacity?
In any capacity.
A lot.
I don't know.
Sales, hits. Rapping, flows, lyrics, storytelling,
fashion,
albums, catalogs. What are we talking about here?
You said fashion, bro. I'm talking about rap.
Sales.
Fashion, bro. I'm not trying to talk about fashion. I'm talking about rap. I don't give a fuck about what this nigga's wearing.
There's nothing that he can't.
I don't care about what
he
he's
did
wearing.
The deal
with Quartet. I don't care about deals with nothing. I'm talking about music.
It's fire, bro.
There's nothing that he can't do on the microphone, bro.
I don't like that dumbass voice he be doing with that
shit. Hey, bro. I mean, that's his thing. That's his thing, though.
I hate that shit.
That's his thing, though. You don't got to like.
It's not emotion, bro. That's stupid.
He's using friendly terms on the pod. Nasty work.
He said that's not emotion, that's stupid.
Yo.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh my god, yo.
The first time I heard Kendrick, I liked him, but like, as I'm like,
look,
man,
I don't got nothing against Kendrick. He's just not this fucking superior lyricist as niggas make him out to be. That's all. That's my only gripe with Kendrick. Like, it's not even him. It's really the fans for
lyricism is a shaky subject.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's really clear cut. Because
you think Papoose's bars are fucking crazy, and they're not.
Papoose got bars, bro.
Bro,
hey, yo, check this out.
Listen,
oh my
yo,
God.
Check this out, bro.
Why are we doing this?
I love you, bro. But we will unplug this mic so fucking fast.
I didn't say Kendrick didn't have bars. Bro.
This nigga just mentioned, yo, this. What you?
How much you love Fab?
How much do I love Fab?
Yeah, is Fab nice to you? Is Fab really tough to you?
He was.
He got bars. You think Fab got bars? You think Fab got bars?
He used to.
All right, see, and that's your
when he's not trying to stay relevant.
You think Cassidy got bars? You think Cassie got bars?
Cassie can't even make a fucking beat. He can't even make a fucking beat.
He was just face to face with Arsene. You talking about some your mom?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, maybe back in 04, yeah, he had it, but now Yo, that's cracked why I keep out, saying boy.
Used to.
That shit.
I'm being very specific.
But everybody got their own definition of what bars are. That's what makes all this subject so tricky. But at the end of the day, like the ability to rap, he got it.
I'm not got saying it. That he doesn't.
All right.
Yeah, I just said he can rap. I just don't like his music.
Yo, he makes great music.
I'm not
saying
he
does make great music.
I don't think
he makes
so.
Very great Again, music, bro.
I will reiterate.
And replay value,
I don't think
it's
so.
Very high.
Y'all keep
very
speaking high. At everything that I'm not speaking to, and it's okay. Y'all can keep listening to all of this shit. All I'm saying is Kendrick is not the superior lyricist as niggas make him out to be. Yes, he makes great music. Yes, his shit is very catchy.
So what's
yes,
it,
he make what, a lot of hits. Yes, he got sales
and
shit.
So is Papoose a supreme lyricist?
1,000%.
All
right.
Well,
that's a cool slaughter.
Niggas want to laugh and joke and bro. Shit. Like,
Papoose.
I get it. I get it. Papoose. Niggas don't want to mention Papoose. With it, bro. There's mad niggas who got bars and shit.
I fuck with it, bro.
I think so, too. I think that a lot of people could rap, and a lot of people could rap in different ways. But
fellas, not everybody that can rap can make a good song, though.
Exactly, that's what Kendrick is great at. And that's where a lot of you niggas get lost in, because he's great at making music and shit. Y'all think that this nigga got the hardest bars, and it's not it.
The way he raps, though, he has to know.
I think he can rap, but his songs just don't do it for me.
Yeah, but you like J. Cole, though, right?
Yeah, I like J. Cole.
See, and J. Cole is like the more basic version of Kendrick. So
the more basic version of
Kendrick.
Oh my All God. Right,
so like I'm saying,
yeah, Ivan is choosing Kendrick,
and I'm a J. Cole fan, but
Kendrick,
I noticed
Ivan his artistry, violence.
Kendrick and his artistry is what be pushing him over the edge to you niggas. You know what I mean?
Yo,
because
Atlanta
J. Cole
is
a lot of
J.
Cole
oh
in terms
God.
Of lyricism, bars, and punches, he got way more of that than Kendrick.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does. Kendrick is just great at storytelling. He's better than J. Cole.
Actually,
at that.
J. Cole it might. No, no, he's not. Not he's not even that.
I'm about to say. Like,
honestly, there ain't nothing J. Cole could do better than Kendrick. To be honest with you.
Oh my God, he raps. Oh my.
It's and this is coming from a fan.
Way more bars and punches.
I love J. Cole,
than
but
Kendrick,
it's
but,
not. Right. Yo, it's some days like I could go through and just listen to it.
Like, I'm so happy we Shake's not here for this conversation because I'm not even.
I love,
yo,
I
like
Shake just started listening to hip hop. I don't
when they, but when they both did, but when they did that switcheroo with those
son,
beats,
J. Cole
bro,
be making me depressed, bro. I'm sorry.
I feel that too. But
yo, I just can't. I, like I have time, my days where like yo, if I just feel like I'm just sad, like I'll go listen to that. But that's like
you
rarely.
Fucking strings. Some fucking saxophones and some fucking jazz and lose y'all fucking mind.
Nah.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of y'all and I'm sick of
Kendrick. Bro, he did that on like one song, bro.
Because I love other rappers too.
He did
like,
poetry.
Like J.I.D. is fucking shit
song.
Up right now, bro.
Love J.I.D.
Yeah. J.I.D. one of the best rappers
Shut
out.
Shut up, bitch.
Love J.I.D. Another story. I listen to that
just
shit
every day.
J.I.D. is crazy. Irv Gang is crazy. Irv Gang and J.I.D. both rap better than J. Cole. And they signed under him.
Is J.I.D. better than Kendrick?
I mean, that's what I think. That's what
no, but he could rap with Kendrick though.
I think that's what J. Cole would want. He would want his proteges to rap better than him.
J.I.D. could rap with Kendrick. Pedestal, yo.
Yeah. J.I.D. definitely could rap with Kendrick.
Hell yeah.
J.I.D. rap with Conway, and that shit was crazy.
Does Kendrick have more bars than Conway?
I won't say he has more bars than Conway, but I say
so. How can niggas understand that when it comes to bars? Understanding how Conway raps, but
Conway's fucking crazy, bro.
Niggas want to mention, but when niggas asked me earlier, oh, can Fab rap? Can Cassidy rap?
Conway better than all them.
Today, yes, today. But when niggas that you mentioned were in their heyday, it wasn't niggas touching them.
Fab, bro?
Yeah, of course.
Fab, bro. When
Fab was hardly one of the best New York rappers.
You're bugging.
Bro.
You're bugging.
At the time.
Let me tell you, who
was popping when Fab was popping in the early 2000s, bro?
You talking early 2000s? That's not the time that I'm referring to.
That's when Fab was at his best.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it got to be.
So when Fab was on his mixtape run, hold on, let me just ask you this. And I want you to
before
look at
the Soul Tapes.
When Fab was on his mixtape run, where you got, there's no competition.
I was bumping Fab. I was bumping all this.
So how?
I was bumping all
so
this.
So how are you asking me? How are you about to ask me?
Because you get older and shit change.
Yeah.
No, it's not even that you get older and shit change.
Because when you re-listen, because you re-listen to it and it's like, yo, this shit don't hit the same.
Because yes, music dates itself, unfortunately. Yeah. Yes, when Fab was rapping the way how he was rapping, yes, he was rapping current shit.
But like he said,
but in the moment when we was hearing the shit, it was the hottest shit.
It was some of the hottest shit. Kind.
No, ain't no kinda, bro.
Come on.
Nah, Fab was wilding, bro. It was a period of time. So niggas about to look me in my eye. Let me just ask you this.
We talking sales. That's because I think
I'm not even asking sales, bro.
Right, okay,
I just want to ask you a question. I'm going to just name a few records. You Make Me Better, featuring Neo. Hold on. Niggas is laughing.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Niggas just objectively answer the question, please.
It's a hit. I love that album, by the way. I
Why the fuck did you choose that song out of all Fab songs?
I'm about to listen to you. If niggas, like, damn.
Like, that's a bad Fab song to even go off
of. It's a hit, though.
It's a bad hit.
Yo, can he ask a question, though?
This nigga's crazy, bro.
It's not a bad song.
Throw it in the bag.
See, that was a hit.
The remix is better.
And
Drake's verse was better than
the remix. Throw it in the bag and the remix.
Drake's verse was better than his.
It don't matter whose verse was better. It was Fab's song, right?
Go ahead, yeah.
When I say nice, I mean polite.
Niggas wanna...
That should be hitting in here.
So niggas
but in my
wanna,
car.
So niggas about to laugh, and I already know what y'all reaction is about to get to this song.
Oh my!
But you be killing them.
That's a hit.
What made you go with that verse?
It's a motherfucking hit.
It's a hit.
Like, the niggas want to laugh at the suicide line. Hold on. Like hits, it's not even about the only point that I want to make about niggas and well, this nigga and his hits was at the time when he was fucking wilding. You're not about to tell me he wasn't the hottest one of the hottest niggas in New York. He definitely indeed was.
In New York, he's always been relevant in New York. This is his town.
That's his core base.
But if we're looking on a countrywide scale, on a global
hip-hop
scale.
Hip hop just got like that. When I want to say from 2010 and on.
Nah. Yeah, but that's when You Be Killing Them came out around that time.
Nah, world tours and shit like that.
I'm not talking about like that's not when the first niggas in hip hop started doing world tours. I want to say when it stopped being more regionalized and we just hearing shit from everywhere. Yeah, that was around motherfucking 2011 and up.
Yeah, I think it was when the South hit. When fucking Laffy Taffy and all that bullshit hit.
No, it wasn't. It
was
really
like 2006, 2005.
It was just like, yeah, we heard them Franchise Boys and shit like that on the radio and shit, but still, we was only listening to New York shit. Like, we not about to do that.
Nah, they was playing heavy in 04, bro. 03, 04, bro.
We was starting to get exposed to that.
Hot 97.
You want
to
hold on,
shit?
Hold on.
It was all Atlanta niggas on the radio.
All right.
Not all.
Just to make it.
They had the Young Bloods, they had Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, they had fucking, you know, like the South just took over. They had fucking PD Pablo going on.
It wasn't shit, but they wasn't the hottest niggas.
Yo, you see what I'm saying? Like,
they wasn't the hottest niggas up here. Yes, we was hearing them.
No, they wasn't the hottest niggas up here, bro.
What the fuck is y'all niggas talking about? Like, Rockefeller wasn't running shit. Like, you niggas is, yo, you niggas are making me mad like you niggas wasn't growing up.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what I was hearing.
I just want to ask you niggas
what I was hearing.
I'm saying there was songs on the radio like that, yes. But the East Coast was still there. It was
y'all mentioned in 2004. Y'all want to know when Brief came out? That was 2004, and that was one of Fab's best songs. And y'all niggas is talking about that Laffy Taffy and all of that other shit.
Exactly. That's the reason why.
That was 2005.
He wasn't the hottest nigga out.
Niggas.
Yeah, Fab was never the hottest. Fab was never the hottest.
Bro, the nigga wasn't even in a Def Jam Vendetta.
We about to... Because maybe he wasn't signed to Def Jam when they made the video game. Like, what that got to do with...
Other niggas outside of Def Jam that was in the game, bro.
Hold on. Right? So, with Breathe, so niggas are about to act like Breathe wasn't one of the hottest
late 90s, who was the hottest rappers in New York?
Late 90s?
Yeah.
What is late 90s?
All right, fuck it. Early 2000s, let's say Jay-Z.
It was Jay-Z. It was...
Ja Rule.
Yep. DMX.
Nas. DMX. Fab was not bigger than he was not on that. He was like right below them.
He was getting played out here,
but he wasn't getting played in the West Coast.
Dipset, Rockefeller,
the Locks, they were all bigger than Fab.
Hold on.
Y'all
not even letting me talk, yo.
Go ahead.
Motherfucking.
I was gonna say Fat Joe.
Jay-Z, Nas.
Fat Joe was hot.
He was hot.
I want to say, yeah, Jay-Z and Nas was probably the only ones that was on that super tier. DMX was coming off of his run in the time that y'all talking about.
No, early he was 2000s. In the midst of his run.
It was 99, 2000, but he was still riding off that shit.
Son was doing movies around that
Rough
time.
Rough Riders, all that shit.
I'm talking music. You keep talking about other shit that does not involve music. I'm talking music, bro. I know he was in Romeo Must Die. I love the movie, bro.
He did Rough Riders Volume 1.
I know, but that was
like 02, 03.
So when
like
we all say...
X is coming, right?
X is coming. That was another album.
It was 03.
The Cradle to the Grave soundtrack.
Yeah. That's why I made the movie reference.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
Yo, when he dropped the two number one albums in the same year.
It was 98.
That was 99. No, it was 99, 98. 2000.
So,
right? No, it was 98.
98.
I just want to ask y'all, when he dropped them, was that or was that not his peak?
Yes, absolutely.
When was that?
Oh, what about 50?
No, wait. I'm talking about DMX. Okay. I just want to clarify because y'all keep cutting me off and shit. I want to just not mean. Because I made a point about Jay-Z and Nas. Y'all want to talk about DMX in the early 2000s.
Okay.
We talking about DMX in his top form in his heyday. That was what, 98?
Okay. All right. Okay.
So then, about 50? What about 50? Fab was never bigger than 50.
So 50, Nas, Jay-Z. That's it. That was that tier. Under that, whether you want to name Dipset, whether you want to name the Locks, all of them other niggas, Fab was in that tier. And y'all got Fab fucked up if y'all don't hold him in that tier. Just because you niggas wasn't listening to it, or just because you niggas don't like it, that's
I was
okay.
listening to Fab.
But Fab was definitely in that tier, right under them niggas. Got Fab fucked up. And y'all can, I can understand why niggas say what they say about Fab now, because it sounds real corny and cringy because he sounds like some old dude trying to stay relevant with the young crowd. But Fab back in the day, Instagram when Funeral bars. Fab was on his shit, when he was giving us the fucking soul tapes, when he was on his Summertime Shootout
shit. Saying Kendrick would still slap him all around, like, for real, bro.
Shit, he one of the only niggas that I heard respond to Kendrick after he said his shit with the King of New York. So I don't give a fuck what niggas is talking about. Niggas want to talk a lot of shit about Fab. Fab responded to him.
Do we really think that Fab is going to beat Kendrick in a beef? Like, in a rap beef?
No.
It depends on what I mean.
Shut up.
You can't what depend on nothing. It's just straight up, yes or no.
I hate how niggas fucking ride for this nigga Kendrick, bro. There's so many niggas that would chew this nigga up, but this shit is politics. Man, cue the music, man. Let's get the fuck up out of here. Wait, before we do, I'm not even gonna do it like that. I wanna say thank you to Sean and Ivan for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was fun, bro.
Thank y'all for having us.
That was fun. That was dope.
Appreciate y'all.
And one more time. Appreciate y'all, bro. We're gonna say happy birthday to Shake.
Happy birthday, Shake.
You bitch ass nigga.
We closing out to Zig Love?
Yeah, of course. Zig Love the best. We're going to be lit. We're going to be lit next week. Next week. In this ball game, bitches.
Sir.
Zig Love in the building.
E-O-R.
Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé.
I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness.
Yeah, bitch.